Hello and welcome to the Special Olympics Wisconsin Athlete Voice Podcast.
Ed Caster here. Ed, you've been my partner in crime on this podcast for quite some time now.
We got many more stories to tell.
Thank you guys for everything that you guys do, and you guys are the best and inspirations to everybody.
Gee.
Especially Ed, you know, going fishing with him.
You've got me speechless right now, and I can't talk.
I mean, Ed speechless does not happen too often, Drew, so I think you get a medal for that.
Feel like to be included and to be a part of something like that, Jake.
Being included would mean a lot to me.
Special Olympics is very inclusive. It allows any person with intellectual disabilities, doesn't matter if you're 3 years old or if you're 94 years old. There's a place for everyone.
So much more than sport. It's being part of a team. It's saying hi to an athlete. It's making them smile. Like I am right now, and I
always believe that is gonna influence them first in order to impact them. Then you'll inspire them, and then you can change the world.
I just had a mom this morning tell me, I finally found a family. And I said, that's what Special Olympics is for AJ and I. It's a community. And I say to parents, join us and just give it a try.
And just getting to know everybody. I've made so many friends. And basically, like I said, it's like a family. Like, I feel I just have this huge Special Olympics family.
Sometimes you have to go to your Special Olympics family to get your support and what you need. So.
It really is a big family reunion when we all come together, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. Yep.
Just wanted to get that quick thank you in there because it does mean a lot. Because these volunteers, without them, we would not be where we are at.
All of the volunteers are so nice and welcoming. They're amazing people that they'll spend time out of their day to come help us and achieve goals and dreams of being able to compete.
So when you're a part of something, it's life changing. You can put yourself. You'll see a different part of somebody that you might not know that was there, you know.
This is work that really fills your soul beyond just the day-to-day, you know, employment.
Every single board member was sitting on this podcast with us. They would have a smile on their face and be talking about what a fabulous experience it's been. And I believe the athletes that are participating would do the same thing.
Before my job at Special Olympics, I was looking for a job for 10 or 12 years, so thank you. Guys, for giving me the opportunity.
Companies that aren't hiring our athletes are making a big mistake because we have really talented people.
Just because they have a disability does not mean the sky's not the limit for them.
Josh, you've done so many things that I'm wondering, did you ever think, you know, you would get to this point that you'd be doing things like traveling to DC, lobbying on Capitol Hill, I mean, giving these speeches and training medical professionals? What do you think about all this?
It's crazy. I've never thought in my wildest dreams that I would be doing this, but I am, and it's cool.
They really change your perspective on life. The joy that they live with, the compassion that they have for others, even when it's their opponent, is something that's truly inspiring.
And even if you don't win, it's still okay. It's still so much fun to just come out here and play. Absolutely so much fun.
Well, and just how the athletes teach us so much, right? They teach us about human dignity. They teach us about kindness. They, you know, like you said, sometimes they just know exactly when to make us laugh if we're having a rough day. Like there really is an intuition there that a lot of these folks have that perhaps we don't take the time to pause and let into our world, right?
And then when AJ gave his gold medal up one time to an athlete who missed her time at track, and he handed her the athlete and he said, "You are a gold medal athlete in my mind, Brooke." Woo. And so I can't tell you as a parent, Yahoo for Special Olympics Wisconsin and all of you as staff.
Every time I attend something related to Special Olympics, I go home with a smile on my face and just inspired by the people that I'm around.
I'm going to have to admit that I was stubborn in that first. I didn't want to go, but then after I tried it, it's the best thing that's ever happened to me. So I tell them, you know, just give it a shot, and then once you do it, then you're going to love it.
Just getting your foot in the door, and then pretty soon you're all in.
From my experience, in all honesty, working with Special Olympics athletes has made a much bigger impact on my life
than I could ever make on their lives by coaching and putting in a few hours.
So as I say to a new parent, you see where we are now, just come take the first step and you'll enjoy the ride. It's the best ride ever to be part of Special Olympics.
Like, we cannot do what we do without the financial support of everybody that invests in our mission at Special Olympics Wisconsin.
We need the smile. We need to see that there's, we need to see the positive in things. Everybody does. And I think that's one of the many magical experiences you get with Special Olympics.
Just join us. It's, you know, become part of the movement. And, you know, we recognize that everyone has different priorities that they're focused on. And I guarantee you, if you make a donation or volunteer your time or be an advocate within your workplace to say, let's support Special Olympics, that the benefit you will receive will be some of the most gratifying things you'll ever experience in your life.
Well, as we wrap up, this is our last podcast recording of 2025. I have so much fun doing this. And, you know, oftentimes we get emotional. Oftentimes we talk about hard stuff. You know, sometimes we talk about things that could be a little uncomfortable if you've never heard some of the challenges that our athletes have faced before. But it's really important information to get out there. And so we are so grateful for everyone who's been a part of this podcast these past 2 years. Thank you, guys. Ed, congratulations. We did another podcast year.